Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Let's Be Real with your host, yours truly. I'm your host, LaShonda Martin, and we're talking about relationships. And we're talking about that time when you have to be alone. And that can be good and bad, but let's be real. Everybody wants somebody. Everybody wants to be around friends, family, a significant other. But this pandemic has taught us plenty. If you haven't learned something, you're going to keep repeating that same cycle of myths until you die. We went from the pandemic into quarantine. And if you were in the pandemic with someone during quarantine, you had to learn how to be with that person or learn that you did not need to be with that person. And if you went into the pandemic, into quarantine alone, that means you need to learn how to be with yourself. There's a difference. So let's be real. Which one were you? Did you need to learn how to be with someone and deal with someone? Or did you need to learn how to be alone? And first, let me cover being alone. There is a difference between being alone and lonely. When you're made to feel lonely, you heard me correctly, you're made to feel that way. Your own company should not make you feel lonely. It's a difference. When you're alone, you can get inside your head and be creative. You can think, you can study, you can do whatever. But there is a difference when it comes to being alone and being in the midst of yourself and creativity and whatever God gives you versus being lonely, okay? So let's cover that in itself and keep away from people. And that's what the pandemic had us do, keep away from everyone, family, friends. It's just you and your creator. That's it. So what's the conversation? Are you liking you? Let's be real. Let's be real. Now, when it comes to you and somebody else, let's be real. Was it productive or was it unproductive? Tell me. Let me know. You can have 90% good with a person, and that one 10% is something I even experienced. That 10% will make you want to get rid of them and throw them off the roof. Okay? Didn't take much. Didn't take much. Were you locked in the house with a narcissistic tyrant? Were you locked in the house with a person that appeared to be a ghost that really wasn't there? Did you become closer to the people you were with when you were there? Did they make you want to run amok and run out? Did you cherish that time, whether it was good, bad, and indifferent? What did you learn from being with someone? Let's be real. If you were with someone and they weren't the right someone and they got issues, it's going to be time to go. But if you was with someone and that's a real one, that's the one you need to keep it going with, okay? Most people are dealing with their own emotional demons, and they'll project a myth onto you. And emotional states are as contagious as diseases, okay? So before the pandemic and quarantine, before the pandemic and Rona hit, you got these emotionally contagious people running around here infecting everybody. They won't allow you to have a good day. They go messing up everybody's day because they in their mess. And maybe that's why they're going through a thing. I don't know. But it is your way of thinking. So let's be real. Enjoy being you. Enjoy being with you. Because if you don't enjoy being with you, ain't nobody else going to want to do it with you. They sure enough are not going to want to do it too. So keep it real. And until next time on Let's Be Real. Keep it real.